unmuted. Mike Heath, Mike's still with us, by the way. And you'll see in this video here, Mike Heath was the guy who got me doing this. I was on radio for 5 or 6 years. I can't remember how long it was, local radio. And so I called it Christian Radio with a Sting, something. I can't remember what I called it, Talk Radio with a Sting. And it's too hot for him, man. I was just too hot. And after, you know, after I did that for about 3 years every Saturday morning, we kind of parted ways, the radio station and I did, because they were very, very Baptist and very, very conservative. And it was really good because I was, you know, I was drawing a secular audience. But, you know, heaven forbid the church would draw a secular audience. Wouldn't want to do that, would you? So Mike, he said, "Coach, y'all start a podcast." I didn't even know what a podcast was. I said, "What?" So what you're going to see right here for the next 3 minutes or so is the tip-off. Pete LaBarbera was my first guest, January 25th, 2016. I was doing this. I didn't know what a podcast. I didn't know how the internet worked. I'm sitting in my office of our old house, and let's just watch a few minutes of this, and you're going to see you're going to see history made when the first guest ever viewer pops up into the screen. It was me, Mike Heath, and Pete LaBarbera. We're just talking. And all of a sudden, Mike says, "Hey, Coach, you got your first guest." Somebody popped in, and the rest is history. Go and play this real quick.
Never at its finest. I got up. I was up plenty early this morning. This is our first broadcast here, and I was up plenty early getting all my preparation done and all that stuff. I don't know why it's so dark here, Mike. Maybe I need to pull something back here a little bit. And I got up and got on my computer. I have a laptop like so many people do, and jumped on my laptop, drank a cup of coffee, prayed a little bit with my wife, and came up here and jumped on my mainline computer, and it wouldn't work. It wouldn't get online. You know, sometimes you got to unplug that thing for 2 minutes and plug it back in. I did that about 4 times. And then finally, here we are. So is it an inauspicious, is that the right word? Quite a start here for Pass Assault on Google Hangouts. And folks, this is just kind of, we're going to figure out how this whole thing's going to work. I used to be on the radio regularly. Haven't been on the radio for quite a while. You know why that was, Mike and Pete? Hang on there right there. Let me explain some things here to folks. I was too hot for people. Does that make sense, Pete?
Absolutely, Coach.
I was too hot. I was on the radio back in 2002 to about 2012, and I just burned people up.
Hey, Coach, I know how much you like to interrupt, but I'm going to – play your game and interrupt you right now because we're making history here.
Why is that?
We just got our first viewer.
Hey, all right. Well, welcome aboard. You're going to be the first of many as we build this thing. And as I started to say, I was just too hot. I don't want this to sound arrogant. I was way ahead of my time. Back when I got sued by the American Civil Liberties Union in 1997, I was a high school football coach. Got sued for praying. I didn't lose my job. I went through a 2-year battle with the ACLU for my God-given right to be able to pray. And I knew something was wrong. I mean, I was a saved man. I got saved in 1997. 10 years later, in 2007, the ACLU comes after me for praying with our football team. And I was like so many guys, Pete, so many guys, Mike. I was one of those sitting in the back bench of the church and believed that the gospel was all about me and the Lord blessing me and giving me a big house and nice family. I was into all that till ACLU came after me. And through a series of events, went through a 2-year battle. I didn't lose my job. Last year I coached, we were undefeated. That's pretty good. Mike, sorry about the Patriots, by the way. I quit my job. I literally quit my job, started Pass Assault Ministries. I didn't know what I was doing. What a wife I have that would let me do that. And we were without a job, and we started Pass Assault Ministries. Because I said, the British are coming. The British are coming. I was screaming that to every place I went, to everybody. And you know, I was a real popular guest in many churches because that was a big news around here. And they loved to have them come in and speak because I was a coach and I could fire people up. But you know, Mike and Pete, when I began to go from pointing the finger at the enemy to pointing the finger at us, everything changed. When I began to see the problems, us, the church, we're the problem. We're the stinking problem. We're letting all this stuff go on, and get off your butt. Let's get engaged.
Amen.
It's amazing how my speaking invites went down. But I remained on the radio for about 10 years and a couple different stations, just railing against, well, you know what I do. Same thing you guys do. just railing against the world and the church. And Jesus said that we're the salt of the earth, and the salt loses its savor. It's henceforth good for nothing except to be cast out and tried under the foot of men. And Pete, I wanted to get a big billboard put in downtown Columbus, because I was all over the state of Ohio on the radio station I was on. I want to put a billboard up. It said a picture of me with my cross hat on saying, "I say Christians are good for nothing." What do you say? I thought that'd be, wouldn't that have been great? I think we'd have reached the secular enough world. I'm going to do that again. I believe I was way ahead of my time.
You can go and stop that, Spencer. I'm still going to do that. I'm still going to put up that billboard. I say, a picture of me pointing my finger, say, "I say Christians are good for nothing." What do you say? Man, would that have drawn him? So that was 5 years ago today. Me, Mikey, Pila Barbara, and I can't remember who the first guest was, but I got to tell you, one of the very first ones was Larry. And I don't even know how Larry found out about it, whether Mike Heath told him about it, but like the second or third day, Larry was in there. And I remember how excited I was when all of a sudden I had 10 people in the queue. We had 10 people show up. I remember telling my wife, "My goodness, 10 people were listening today." Folks, it's been a labor of love, but man, despise not the days of small beginnings. So I don't want to listen. I want to do a little bit of a, I want to hear from you guys real quickly. Stop, Coach, real quick. This Friday night, John Diamond is going to be here in Thornville, Ohio. This is a real spur of the moment thing. If you're in this area close to us, John Diamond's going to put on a presentation on an appealing to heaven and what the biblical response, what the church's biblical response should be to the culture and the government. John's going to do that from 7 to 9 this Friday night at Pastor Tom Gill's church, The Gathering, in Thornville, Ohio. If you want to come, if you're interested, stuff's on the information's on the website under events, and we'd love for you to come be part of it. It's a spur of the moment. I don't know if we get 5 people, we get 5. If we get 100, we get 100. Whatever it is, John's going to be here. So I want to dive in here today, and here's what please spare me. Please don't tell me how much you love me and how much you did. That's not what I want to hear. I want to hear how, maybe number one, how you found out about this thing or what it was. And then number two, what the impact's been on your life. And, you know, I say this over and over and over. The impact that we're having, folks, is I'm looking at my screen here. It's a collective impact. It's the whole idea of being in the queue. It's the whole idea of forsaking not the assembling of ourselves together. That's the golden nugget on this program. Yeah, I'm the star of the show, if that's what you want. Yeah, I'm the feature of the show. But the wisdom, the things that we've learned, the things that we've discussed over the last 5 years, 1,223 is the third show. Now, I want you to ask yourself this. The average Christian goes to church. If he's a really good Christian, he goes twice a week. Most people go once a week. And every day we come in and we do a teaching. Think how many different teachings we have done over 1,223 shows. It's no wonder that you guys are getting deeper, more committed. So I'd kind of like to hear about it. If you can raise a hand, maybe we can get Larry. I'm going to let you come in first, because in my mind, you were our first official guest. And by the way, just so y'all know, Mike Heath's been with me from the beginning. This was Mike Heath's idea. He says, "Coach, you have a voice. You got to get it out there." And then about 2 weeks later, he turned it over to Jared, and Jared has taken this play thing to places I never dreamed we'd go. Come on in, Larry, and if somebody else, just go ahead and start putting your hands up, and I'll call on you one by one here. Go ahead, Larry.
Thank you, Coach. Yeah, I came in on your second show.
I thought it was.
I cannot remember the person's name off the top of my head, but when I see it, I do know that's the lady that did it. It was a lady that had been involved in some of my volunteer efforts over the past, and she called me on the phone and says, "Larry, you have got to listen to this guy," and gave me the information to listen and join in on your huddle. And it's been a source of encouragement for me since that day. Mm-hmm. And it's also been an opportunity for me to share a lot of the truths that the God Spirit has put into my life that the church has a closed ear to.
Larry, and you haven't hardly missed any of them, Larry. Yeah,
I think I've missed two or three of the shows over the years.
Hey, Larry, sometimes I want to punch you, you know, but
I know that
you probably want to punch me too. But God bless you, man. Thank you. Thanks for being. You're number one, Larry. You're number one. You're the first guest, Larry. I'll go ahead and say that. Come on in, Wes, and then Mike Heath. Come on in. Let's just turn this in for a free for all here.
I just want to say I found you through the Hagman Report back in 2018, I believe. And the reason why I like you, Coach, is because you're a coach. You sometimes we all need a little pep talk to keep us on the path, to keep our straight and narrow path going.
Amen. Amen. That's what we try to do, brothers. And I think one of the things, if there's a theme that I have, it's that so much of what they've taught us isn't true. And so much is in there that we still don't know. I think that's been the theme of our show. Come on in, Mike.
Well, that's the thing that I've learned from you over the last 5 years is your ignorance of the internet and your commitment to not be a marketer and to not be a talk show host only has taught, and I've attempted along. I mean, we've talked a lot through the years about how you could be a very successful talk show host, but
I could be a shock jock,
but you've always pushed back against me and said, look, I got to go. I got to be on the streets. I got to do physical stuff. I got to help these people do real things. And so in my mind, you are charting your own path using the internet that nobody else is doing it the way you're doing it, and it's obviously working. And you are recreating the internet. You're helping to create a new internet that's going to be real, it's going to be true, it's going to work, and it's going to help save the world. So
amen.
Keep it
amen.
Up, man.
Thanks, Mike. It was your vision, man. You kicked it off. I thought you were crazy. Here we are. Joe Allen and Glenn, if you want to come in, folks, just raise your hand. Just click on there and we'll get you. I want to hear from you guys. Come on, Joseph.
Eric, coaches, it's been about 4 years now that I've been on. And I met Mike. I met Mark at about the same time the Ohio meet that we had up there. You had Russ and Dizdar. But I was listening to you way before then, and my wife said, Carol said, I asked her, what do you want to do for our anniversary? I think it's around April or a little bit past that. She said, I wanted to go to meet Coach. So we did that. I met as well as Hagman's, met them as well. And I also... I listened to Hagman the other night, and I think we found our communication, if you want me to talk about later, with sat phones.
I bought one. I bought one. Yes, I did, brother. We'll talk about that
yeah.
later.
Huh? Yeah, I told Mark about it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I bought one. I was all over it. I should have talked to you guys before that, but that was, we'll get into that later. I love you, Joseph, and thanks for coming up and all the work that you've done in Sky Eye. And you guys, all of you guys who've lifted up our arms, this has not just happened. I'm a straight shooter, man. I'm a straight shooter. Those of you who have become my friends, and I don't mean those of you on the show, because you're all of our friends, but those of you who've come and spent time with us, you know, Michelle and I are just, we're just real folk, man. We're just real folk. And we just love the Lord, and we want to try to help others more actively live out our faith. That's really what it's about. Come on in, Glenn, who's now a Buckeye, then Jeff now after him. Go ahead, Glenn.
Yeah. I also remember, I think I first heard about you from the Hagman Report as well. So, and then when you made the announcement, I think on the Hagman Report that you were going to be attending the Hear the Watchman conference in Dallas, living in Dallas at the time, we thought, oh, let's go to the conference and see Coach. And then after that conference, I got a call from Chad and said, hey, we're having a meeting. And you were headed down to Temple. So Karina and I drove and due to the traffic congestion getting out of Dallas, we were late and we got there at the end of the meeting. So we all had a hamburger at Whataburger.
Yes, sir. So I tell that story all the time, Glenn.
That was the first encounter.
Yep. It was me and Chad and his wife, Michelle, and Rusty Thomas. And that was it. There's four of us. I flew all the way down there to do a huddle. And there were four of us. And we're getting ready to walk out the door. And you and Corinne walk in. And we went over and sat down to Whataburger and tried to fill you guys in on what was going on. And you've been in with both feet ever since, Glenn. Sure love and appreciate you guys and all that you've done to try to advance the kingdom of God. Jeffrey, come on in. And then Stephanie. Go, Jeff.
Hey, great coach. I saw you on Lisa Heaven's show, and you were doing an interview at Adela's here at the Watchman Conference. Uh-huh. And you gave such a pep talk and just fired me up. And I went to your boot camp, and yeah, I met so much camaraderie and stuff. If you look at my background picture, that's where I was at the Columbus Homosexual Parade for the first time and experienced it. And they gave me the balls to have brave and preach the gospel. Thank you.
Amen. That is true. And we've given a lot of guys some balls. It's all good, man. It's all good. It's all good. Come on in, Stephanie.
Hey, morning, everybody. All right, I'm going to try not to cry.
You're allowed to cry. You're allowed to cry.
I went to an Occupy conference in 2018. I have my tag here. It was from April 20th through the 22nd. And all I had on my brain was Nephilim and Indian mounds, because I walked into that conference a practicing shaman, white witch. I was so lost. I was angry. I had daddy issues. I had mommy issues. I was so sad. And I was one of those women. I do it myself. I don't need nobody. I don't need a man. And I taught people this. And I walked in there. All I wanted to know was, why was that hill that I practiced my sacred circle on so powerful? Because I knew of this history, and I couldn't ignore this. And then some guy called himself Coach. This little guy comes up there and he starts yelling about the stick man and the spirit man and doing nothing and having this knowledge. And then this guy named Russ Dizdar came out, man, and he started preaching. And I finally felt that feeling inside of me, like I felt when I was crossed over, and I knew what I was doing was so wrong, Coach. And if y'all hadn't been there,
amen,
if you hadn't been there, I was
praise the Lord.
And it took you and that yelling that you do, Coach, because some of us, we turn up the loud around us because the whisper of Jesus is so quiet. And you got my attention. Do you know how many people came at me trying to get my attention? Mm. You know how many things that I did? You and everybody there, everybody did their piece. You know, and it put together, and on April 22nd, I got baptized and born again, man.
Amen.
And
amen.
I have been on fire, and everybody in this huddle is on my brain and in my prayer every single day. Everybody in here, you amen. Have no idea. I just want to thank Jesus and you and this show and this huddle and every single person that I've met, that I've talked to, has affected me positively. And I'm amen. On fire for amen. Jesus with all, and I'm so proud to be able to talk to you guys and that you're in my life. And I just want to thank everybody.
Amen. Amen, Stephanie. I don't even
and
know
I what tried to not to cry, but I failed.
Amen. You've done good. You've done good. Rachel, come in, then Clay, then Jack. Rachel, Clay, then Jack. Rachel.
Amen, Stephanie. That was some good witnessing, girl. I'm feeling you here. Okay, so good morning, Coach. I
morning.
Heard you first through Doug Hagman and his show. I was searching for some strong Christian leadership in my life. I had a good preacher. I don't know if you've ever heard of Paul Blair.
Oh, he yeah. Used, oh, yeah.
Yeah. He coached a church. He preached at a church down here for about a year, but when COVID hit, he left. And what this has done for me, this cue has led me to be brave in my witnessing and not embarrassed or ashamed of what I know and what I believe. And I have this need to share the gospel in some way by living it out every day, by telling someone, by lifting them up. And you've got a bunch of brave people. You have been leading them in the right direction, circles of righteousness. And this huddle is the church. This is my church. And thank you all so much.
Amen. 1,223 sermons. That's pretty good, isn't it? Come on in, Clay, and then Jack, and then Kevin.
Okay. Well, I knew of you, but I didn't know you had a radio show or anything like that. So I found you on the Hagman Report as well. And I was raising four kids. I grew up in sports and always had coaches. And as I was raising these four kids and going to work every day, I got complacent and had pretty much accepted that I was just a slave and all I was going to do was go to work every day and maybe go to church every now and then. And when I heard you on the Hagman Report, you know, you being a coach and being loud, I'm kind of loud. Everybody at my house, they know I'm loud. So I heard that, and it just ignited a spark inside of me. And then it woke me up and said, you don't have to be complacent to all this stuff. You can do something again. And connecting with everybody and just having that daily Monday through Friday show, it feeds me, and I try not to miss a show. And I probably haven't missed but one or two since I've been listening.
And Clay, you made your varsity letter, brother. You're on the varsity team, and we need more like you. Starting his own huddle group down there in Appalachia, whatever it is. We love you, Chad. Clay, we're just trying to give guys a chance to play. That's what we try to do. Jack McCarthy, come on, then Kevin, and then Holly. Go ahead, Jack. Hey, listen, Jack and I go way back. Jack did radio himself up in Maine, up in Aroostook County, Maine, and he used to have me on occasionally as a guest. That's how I originally got to run into Jack. I don't know how you found us here, Jack.
Oh, I'm sure it was Mike Heath talking to my host, Steve Martin, who just before the show that first morning that you were on said, oh, you're going to love this guy. You are going to love this guy.
Amen.
And it has not changed one bit. And you know what, Coach? I know what it is. Every morning, 8 to 9, we did a show. Sometimes we did 2 hours every morning. Sometimes 6 days a week. Sometimes 7 days a week. And it's work, man. I know. That show prep and that whole thing and the anticipation. And then the technology makes you nuts. And somebody pushes a button and nothing works.
Yes, sir. Labor of love, though, Jack. Labor of love, Jack. And you got to feel somewhat happy because a lot of the stuff that you guys have been speaking about, I'm giving a new platform to, trying to awaken people to exactly what's going on. So,
thanks for doing that. And I'll tell you why. My wife now is saying, because she's been listening to you almost every day, she's not on today because we're in different cities, but she says, now I know why you do what you do.
Amen.
And it made a huge difference. And if you got this morning, and the only accolade you got for the last 5 years was Stephanie, well worth every minute.
Unbelievable, huh? Because think of the people she's going to reach, right? Oh, my goodness, huh? Don't ever forget this, folks. God doesn't count voices. He weighs them. You understand that, Silver? You understand the difference in those two things? God doesn't count voices. He weighs them. Some voices are more important than others, folks.
Amen.
Don't ever forget that. Come on in, Kevin.
I think I first heard you back in either 2009 or 10 on News with Views. And you had spoke about being a man. And about standing up against political correctness, because that was during the Obama era. And you spoke out against him. And I thought, man, this guy's got some balls. And it just, then I just followed you with News with Views. And somehow, some way, the very first day of the very first show, my phone went off with you hollering. And my wife said, what in the hell is that? And I said, I don't know. But I said, I turned it off for a little bit and I went downstairs and I listened to you. And then, of course, you know the rest of the story from there.
All right, look what the Lord's done with you, Kevin. Look what the Lord's taking you from to where he's putting you now.
Well, I haven't told you some of the more of the backstory. When I first started listening to you, it was about or just before I met my wife Rachel. And prior to that time, Coach, I was a man whore. I was living in sin. I was walking a fake walk. And you, along with surrendering to my Lord, have turned me around.
Amen.
And I want to say thank you.
Amen. Just doing my job. Amen. Just doing my job. Oh, this is good. Just doing my job. Just doing my job. God bless you, Kevin. Come on in, Myra, then Mark Trump.
Yes, good morning, my brothers and sisters. Sorry, a little late. My sugar was a little up this morning. Anyhow, the Lord has blessed you and led you to this radio ministry 5 days a week. Ever since, I have been blessed every day, and I give praises to the Lord. Coach, keep on going. We need you. Thank you.
1,223, Myra. We're just getting started here. Folks, we need more like Myra. Huh? We need more like Myra. She's one of those silent assassins. You don't even know she's there, but she's there. God bless you, Myra. You humble me. Come on in, Mark.
Well, Coach, you know the story, but for others, I was at a conference like everyone else, and I realized there was a secret society. That there were some Christians that were in a secret society, actually sharing the word of God, worshiping Jesus Christ, and it totally floored me. I learned things from Russ Dizdar. I learned things from people I'd never even heard of. You know, it was just eye-opening. And then another big impression was Jeffrey Nail. So when I would interface with all the different leaders of their ministries, I would interface at your booth. You'd be busy. And me and Jeffrey formed a relationship very early. No one else did I form that relationship with. Maybe Robert Berlando, a buddy of mine that was there from Boise. But now, what you and everyone on stage, really the men that do the work you guys do, showed me how far off I was. And no matter how together you got it, Jesus is going to show us how far off we are someday, people.
Amen.
No matter how smart you think you are, no matter how much you got this world by the tail, that woke me up, Coach. And that's just a little smidgen of what Jesus has for us.
Thank Amen. You. Folks, Mark Trump.
Amen.
Mark Trump came up to me out in Boise. I came up to our, we had a little booth there, a little table. He came up and introduced himself to me. He said, I want to get to know you better, know what's going on with you. And the next, he's from Virginia. We were in Boise, Idaho. And the next, I get home, the phone rings on Monday. It's Mark Trump. He says, hey, I'm coming up this weekend. Is it okay? And the next thing I knew, Mark and Judy Trump are at my house a week later, spent the weekend at my house. So when
Michelle, yeah. The family, we vetted this character. He's for real, guys. Praise God. He's for real. He walks it.
Amen. Amen. And then all the work that Mark did up to help make Sky High become a reality, man. I'm indebted like everybody else. Bless you, Mark. Thanks, man. Silver, come on. And then Holly. And then Dale.
Coach, I found you, I guess, while you were doing your radio show, because I had been monitoring your weekly reading, your weekly writings that you had done.
Yeah.
And the Lord had specifically said, this one. And I said, what do you mean this one? I said, record that one. And these all went out to the, to our military. And then when I found the show, this was back when it was Hangouts. And I realized if you want to get in, you better get early. Because if you didn't get early, you didn't get in.
You didn't get in. That's right. That's right.
And so it was quite simple then, but it's been a joy and a blessing the whole way. Just learning new things, getting a better understanding of things, doing the work that I'm currently doing, which is taking me forever. And I apologize for that, Mr. Diamond. It's been quite an amazing trip. My wife monitors the show when she can, if she's working, because she gets in early, so she just listens in. And every now and then she pops in, but you know, that kind of thing. But it's this last weekend was terribly long.
I get the feeling, brother.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, one other thing.
Finally agreeing, it sucked. Yeah. It was so long. I was wishing a weekend away. How sad is that?
Are you in South Africa? Is that where you are? Yeah, thank you. I think you're in South Africa. Unbelievable.
Yes, I am in South Africa. And I wished a weekend away for Monday, and I had to wish it a day away so it can just become 2 o'clock.
1,223. It's been unbelievable. You know what I think one of the keys have been? Hang on, Holly, be right with you, Dale, and then WP, Jim for Truth. We're not dogmatic here. We're allowed to have difference of opinion here. We all believe what we believe, and some of us will fight to the death over it, but we don't. That's not what this is about, man. It's not what it's about, and I think that's been the magic of all of it. And unfortunately, I think so many folks are stuck in Christianity because they've just been in the same denomination or under the same pastor for 30 years, hearing the same thing over and over and over, not broadening their horizon. And I always tell you this, I'm not a theologian. I don't know the truth, but I know that doesn't make sense. I'm smart enough to figure that out. And that's kind of the approach we've brought here. And it's great to come here because you're allowed to be wrong. You're allowed to be wrong when you come here. And that's a good thing. Come on in, Holly.
Good morning, Coach. How you doing?
Blessing, dear.
Yeshua, blessings. I heard about you and met you through Hagman and Hagman. I was a moderator to their show. And you had come on the Hagman show and mentioned how you were, so to speak, passing the torch to the next generation to ordain them and bring the next generation forward to start serving Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. So I jumped at the chance. I wanted to prove myself to Heavenly Abba. But given that I'm an MK Ultra survivor and SRA survivor, I have a lot of altars. So I'm broken. And through Yeshua, I am healing. But even though I'm broken and healing, you still made it possible for me to serve Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. I'm still a person and I still have value and I can still do something for Yeshua. And you showed me that. And Coach, you are a hero to us SRA and MK Ultra survivors. We look up to you and you make us feel that we're just as valuable as anybody else, that we can bear our cross and serve Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh just like anybody else, even though we're healing and we're reintegrating. So thank you, Coach.
Maybe it's because you are as important as anybody else. You ever stop and think about that? You are that important.
Holy, broken vessels give the most light. Sorry, Coach, for interrupting. They give the most light. Never be ashamed of your brokenness. Never.
Turn your wounds into scars. We'll do a show on that one, right? It's the scars, man. That's what our faith is all about.
It's the battle wounds. You've got something to say. That's what it's about. Amen, you up from somewhere. That's a testimony.
Amen.
But come on, thank you so much, Coach, and thank you to everyone in your queue and your chat room, because my siblings in Christ rock, and thank you for bringing us all together.
Don't give up the ship, Holly. Don't give up the ship. Come on in, Dale. Come on in. Dale was there. You still there, Dale?
I'm here, Coach. Can you hear me?
We got you, bud.
Come on, man. It was a magical moment when I first met you. I think we were front row at a Joel Osteen concert throwing our bras at him, right?
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, no, wait a minute. So my encounter with you probably comes 10 years before your first show episode. Right. Not because I grew up in Hollywood, brother. It's because we were in the trenches. We Amen. Had the bullets. It was like an Iwo Jima moment, brother. It Amen. Was a battle on the front line, rescuing the unjust that were sentenced to death, these little baby boys and girls.
Yes,
brother, we are World War II soldiers. We have fought in trenches. Our spirits have been kindred. They have been united. I have always, you know, my thing with you, brother, it was always a blessing watching you preach at OSA. You were like the coach there. But brother, what I have gleaned here, man, you have gems. Man, when I think about the Mark Trump, and when I think about the Silvers, when I think about meeting Larry or Chad doing the feedings down here, the Mercy Ministries, brother, it has brought such an enlightenment to me. You have stirred up some men brother, that would have never been stirred up before.
Praise the Lord.
So, brother, my experiences with you go before your show, but I was probably in year 4.5 with your show when it first started. And I remember being looking over your shoulder at OSA events when you started that and you were doing it and stuff. But brother, our relationship and what you have done, once again, going back to these men, like yesterday, opening up and allowing other people's giftings to come forward. We had 4 messages in our church because that's what spurned me in the show, was allowing other giftings to rise up.
Amen, brother.
In our church, amen. We are different. We are peculiar people.
Amen. On Sunday amen. Morning,
brother, allowing iron to sharpen iron. And one more thing, Coach. When, yes. When are you coming down? Everybody's waiting for you. If you wait too long, it's going to be crawfish season, and I know you don't want to come then.
All right, I'll talk to my wife, and I'll give you a call today.
We'll get and I know why God gave you a Michelle and me a Michelle.
Oh, buddy, I know why he gave me mine. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
You know, I
know why I am a Michelle.
Well, how about this?
You know what I realized, Coach?
What's that, bud?
This is a wonderful, incredible, beautiful day. It's also my bride's beautiful birthday.
Oh, well, God bless her. Happy birthday, Michelle. Happy birthday. Folks, isn't there a kindred spirit here? It's unbelievable. I see you guys every day. Some of you I've never seen face to face, but man, I got such a wow. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. We be getting light. Number 4, truth. Go ahead. Come on in, brother. Then Neil, then James.
Hey, Coach. I've been on and off the show for about 4.5 years since you had Google Hangouts. I'm truly blessed to be here. I got to say, I go where I'm led, and I prayed for a place to come hang out with like-minded people with true heart. Lord led me literally the next day to your show.
Amen.
It was in my feed, and I've been watching you ever since. You've inspired me to open a website for alternative energy. And while I was on your show in the queue, the Lord told me to go into the comments section for a while. So I got out of the queue, I went into the comments, and I met Holly Baglio. Holly's inspired me to write a book. This whole group is totally been collected by the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ. Amen. You guys are amazing, and I'm glad to be here. God bless
Amen.
You all.
Amen.
One more thing,
yes,
Dale. God bless you, Dale. The Lord sees your heart and your truth, and may you never let it go. God bless Amen. You all.
You don't even know the beginning of Dale's heart. I can tell you that, folks. He's well, he's more real than anyway. Bless you, Dale. Come on in, Neil.
Good morning, Coach. I heard you for the first time on WORQ Radio's show called Stand Up for the Truth. Stand Up yeah. for the Truth was started because of Jim Wallace and the Sojourners back in 2008 and how screwed up that outfit was. And you came on there, and I thought, holy cow, now this guy's got it figured out. And as a lot of people know, you came out to our place in Wisconsin and had a emergency preparedness
yes,
and
sir.
Training, and it was so much. It just goes to show we don't all have to have the gift of preaching and teaching, but we are given gifts from God as such as a property or machinery or whatever, and we can
yes,
all
sir.
Work together and we can make a great statement for God. And I love you guys, and I'm so thankful for all of you.
Well, thank you, Neil. It's like Randy Lunsford often says to me, every time I feel guilty about his skid steer that's still here, he says, Coach, it belongs to the kingdom. Boy, if we had that mindset, huh? If we had more of a kingdom mindset. Appreciate you, Neil.
Amen.
James Roberts, come on in. James and then Susan. Come on in, James.
Hey, family. I just want to say, Coach is a people person. I've met him at Hear the Watchman, and just a wreck. I've come a long way. He was the first one to actually speak to me and have concern. And that was the beginning of my healing, to tell you the truth. And thank you for bringing Holly around. And she's been one too. And it's been very helpful. Just so y'all know, I've had an alcohol problem for 33 years now, and I'm finally overcoming it. And thank you all for your prayers. And
Amen, brother. You know, it's what
praise the Lord.
Go ahead, James. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. You know, it's like David Arthur talks about residue. residue. We all have sawdust of our old lives, don't we? We all do. And it's hard sometimes to get out from under that sawdust, or get that sawdust, that residue, to get us off of us. And the great thing about it is ain't none of us perfect. All of us are on that journey. All of us are working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. And thing I like best about all you folks here is there's no facades. You come in here with a fake mask, you ain't going to have it on very long, because the truth will be uttered here by somebody, and you're going to find yourself being set free. Come on in, Susan, then Randy.
Yeah, I feel like a baby here because I've only been in here maybe a little over a year. But
That's a long time.
What I've learned in that year and the things that I've heard here in that year are not only stunning, but I'm so grateful. I've never heard any of this stuff in a church as long mm-hmm. as I've been in any church. So this is my church now. And I heard about you through my sister, Linda, and she would keep telling me, oh, you got to listen to this guy. You got to hear him. You got to hear him. 7 to 8 o'clock in the morning. I said, are you kidding me? 7 o'clock in the morning. But I'm telling you, my inner clock, boom, 7 o'clock, I'm mm-hmm. here. And Dale, all of you, everybody that I've heard, Stephanie, Holly, Mark, Chad, just to name, I am ever so grateful to be here.
Amen.
And I thank all of you.
Aww. Susan, because you know what? This is what I tell everybody. I don't know, there's 100, there's 98 in here right now, and who knows how many are listening. And if we've accomplished one thing, it's getting people in the Word first thing in the morning. I think that's been an unbelievably life-changing experience for more of us than we really even understand. When we get up first thing in the morning and we fill ourselves with the Word of the Lord, and we fill ourselves with the encouragement of our brothers and sisters, I think it strengthens us and carries us throughout the whole day. So, I like I said, man, I benefit from it as much as anybody. Randy, come on in, and then that South African, you come in after Randy. Go ahead, Randy.
Coach, I've been in over 2 years, and I don't know if I've missed a show. I don't think I have. But
I don't think you have either.
I'm not. That's not bragging. That is from this humility, Coach. Well, I tell you what, yeah, we can talk forever on this, what it's done for, for me to put myself in relationship with so many good people that love God, that has changed me. Coach, you've changed me a lot. You took the fear of man off of me. I'll never
praise be able Lord.
But the people here, Coach, I mean, when we went down in Florida and worked and did that, I mean, there's just, I can feel everyone on here on the show, but to be with them and to sweat with them and to laugh and to cry, that's really big. And you always bring us together on a lot of different events. And see, the churches don't do this. They yeah. don't assemble. They meet. It's a social gathering. They don't assemble. You have something special here, Coach, because the people assemble.
Amen. Amen.
And to me, we stir up love and good works. That's the definition of an assembly.
We have, Randy, we've given people a place to plug in. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And when we take people to the streets, I can see their courage and their confidence grow. And to me, that's the most rewarding thing to me, to know that if we ever go dark here, right? If we ever go dark, some of you are equipped to do what needs to be done. And it wouldn't have happened had you not been here. And it's not because of me, but it's the atmosphere here being coached and encouraged by others. Come on in, you crazy South African. Then Tim, you come in after her, and Penny after her. Go ahead.
I'm just a normal South African, Coach. If that makes us crazy, then we're crazy. I got here by accident, like everything else in my life that God controls. And I was really looking for people that are Christians, you know, people that do this fighting thing every day. What I found was lukewarm people around me. Even stone cold, since God has sent me to atheists, my first ministry started with atheists. So to come from that and then come into the church just as lost as the entire world, that was a shock to me. And this has been a light in a very, very, very dark tunnel. And I thank you, Coach, for being a light, because I didn't even think people existed that do this. You don't see this. We don't see this. There's no, it doesn't happen in our churches either. Don't be sad about yours. It doesn't happen here either. We're not assembling. We're not assembling, and this gives us an opportunity to assemble. So I thank you, Coach, for listening to the Holy Spirit all those many years ago. I'm the babyest year. I've been here for maybe, this is my second time. It's my fourth time trying. I've had two times trying. I've never had the resistance to do something as I've had with Coach Dave. The first day I thought it was God. The second day I knew this is not God, this is something completely different. So I'm always glad to be here. You guys must know I have a struggle to get you. So it's crazy. And that means it's real. The devil will not try and stop you unless it was real. So you keep on doing that, Coach, because you're keeping us alive. Thank you.
Amen. Man, we plugged you into something here, haven't we? Tim and Naomi, one of you, come on in. Bless you, Michelle.
Okay, so I'm going to start, and then Tim's going to say something. So we met you and Michelle back at the Jamie Walden event in Missouri last year. So we're kind of like babies in this too. And Tim was so impressed with your openness when he mentioned a comment to you. And he said, we got to check this guy out. And we've been hooked ever since. And I will tell you that I miss you. It was a long weekend. And I miss this whole group. Tim and I pretty much were born in the church. Our dads were both deacons. They were both on the search committees. They were both in choir, all this. We have never, never, never experienced a fellowship like this. Amen. And I keep notebooks, and I'm on close to my second or third notebook now because I write notes all the time. You've opened our eyes to a lot of things. You've helped us to understand things that we were, some of it we were never taught, some of it we were taught, but they didn't go in depth to it. Amen. And you've also encouraged us to be bolder in what we do and in our faith, and we appreciate that, and we appreciate everybody in the group. Tim.
Yeah, we're a team because we've been a team, my wife and I, for several years, but we've been, like you said first thing this morning, the church doesn't have an ear for it. You have the ear, and you've taught us to go ahead and be blatant and then also become, you know, powerful people because we see the example in everybody in here, not just you, Coach.
Peculiar people, Tim. You guys are peculiar. That's a good thing, baby. That ain't a bad thing. That's a good thing.
We're learning that now. We're learning that now, but it's not been easy, so.
Thank you, Coach.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Penny Miller, God bless you, Penny. Come on in. Then Alan. Then Jeff.
Prayed a little bit last night.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's only
Penny, are you in, Penny?
I thought it was going to be a little
Penny,
bit
can you hear me?
But I think it's going
to Let's go to Alan. We'll come back to Penny if Penny didn't hear. Alan, come on in.
Yeah, Coach. I remember years ago because I was, you know, coaching football as well.
Yeah.
And when I'd seen you come on the news, the fight you were having for standing up for Jesus, and I was always intrigued by that. I was always very proud of what the stand that you made. And then what you did down here with Terry Chavo and then Kim Davis. And I always wanted to meet you. I'm like, man, I don't know how I could meet this guy. I'd love to be able to run with him. And I tell you, when I was a young football coach, I'd have loved to coach with you. You know,
that
would
have been fun.
It would have been great. And I mean, you're a great kind of crazy. And now when I finally got to meet you and your wife, I tell you, you guys are just genuine people, and that word genuine nowadays in 2021, you just can't throw that thing around. And you guys are genuine. I love you guys, and there was just a connection there with y'all, and you've inspired me to be more bold, and I'm already pretty bold, but you've inspired me in many ways. And I love everybody on this show, all the guys I've met and ladies, and just great people. And it's nice to be able to call people from around the country that you know or of a kindred spirit.
Yes, sir. That's for sure, Alan. And listen, I would have had my wife on, but we are babysitting. She is babysitting our three grandchildren today while our youngest daughter, Maggie, is away on vacation for 3 or 4 days, she and her husband. So Michelle's up there chasing those little rugrats around up there. I've said this a number of times. I could not do what I do without Michelle. Michelle never, ever holds me back. She always pushes me out the door. She says, you go. And she would sometimes, if I get caged like a caged animal, she would get mad at me and she'd say, you need a fight. Go pick a fight someplace. That's the truth. And she is so much not like that, but becoming more so every time they tell her to put a mask on. I'll tell you that. Penny, can you? Did you want to come in, Penny?
I didn't know. Yes, sir. I sure did.
There you are, Penny.
I met you 5 years ago, and you came up to Wisconsin to Rob Hughes' event.
Yep.
And you had a boots on the ground, I believe it was. And you took some very, very timid Christians who would go to church every Sunday and Wednesday faithfully. And you took us out of the four walls down to Milwaukee.
Yep.
And I'll never forget for as long as I live. You taught me how to use the armor of God.
Amen.
You taught me how to be a bold Christian and fight for those that cannot fight for themselves. Amen. And I praise the Lord for you and Michelle. Michelle took me basically by the hand. I'll never forget it. And she said, come on, we can do this. And now I go down to Milwaukee very faithfully. And I just thank you for that. And put my faith to the test. I put my faith out there, and I just praise the Lord for you, and don't ever, ever stop. And Dale Socha, I don't even know you very well. I met you one time, and I'm telling you what, Dale, your messages that you say really, really mean a lot to me, and I glean from every single one of you that are in the queue. Thank you so much.
It's where the body's supposed to operate. Penny, we love you. Thanks for being part of it. Jeff, come on in. Then Ohio Brett, and then Mike Blake. Come on in, Jeff.
Coach, it's been a while. Yep. I remember back in the days when you were on that radio show in Columbus. Now, I just pulled this off the refrigerator. Do you remember this?
Oh, yeah.
JR, I love that. Yep. You know, back in the days of Minutemen United and all the stories we had of bringing you in to speak at FCAs in the high school and things we done. And then just the hatred that come out of the Baptist church for you. I thought, why do these guys hate him? Here I am, high school baseball coach, middle school football coach. And I loved what you were saying, but these guys just hated you. I'm like, what is going on? But you know, I remember you always used to say, we get to doing things. You'd always say, no matter what happened, craziness would happen. You say, we're just making a story. And here you are, still making a story.
Amen. And I tell my wife all the time, Jeff Klein is one of the most faithful Christian guys I know, man. He has a heart of evangelism like I can't even tell you, man. I just can't even. I love you, respect you, appreciate you, Jeff, more than you'll ever know. Hey, Spencer, while I'm thinking of it, I've got a couple people complaining that the call-in number isn't working. They said that to me on Friday. I don't know what that is. Maybe you can check that out. Come on in, my Ohio Brett. Didn't mean to catch
all right, Coach, we're here. Hey, I first crossed paths with Coach as captain of Dublin High School, and we got our butts kicked by some coach at London High School.
But then
30 years later, our lives, our ministry circled back, and just knowing the great work that Coach Dave was doing in Central Ohio and the team he was putting together and meeting him on the state capitol steps in Ohio and being a guest on this show, and then ever since that point, all the people started, that I connected to.
It's only second quarter, brother. We're just getting going.
And this locker room, Coach, is so special. You and your wife are the head coaches, but this locker room that's being assembled and growing every day, this locker room's growing every day. I challenge everybody listening or watching to recruit to this show. It feeds me. It feeds all of us.
Amen.
And it's been an honor to listen and grow with this team. Praise be to God.
Thank you. Hey, folks, tell people to join the huddle. Don't say, come and listen to Coach Dave. I hate that. Just say, man, come and join the huddle. We got a group of people that get together every morning. Come in the huddle. They're a little bit more receptive to it that way. Mike Blake, come on in. If you can there, dude. Jack, we'll wait on Mike. Mike can come back if he wants us. Mike, go ahead, Jack. No?
Can you imagine, Coach, can you imagine, just imagine, Pastor Dave, that you're standing behind the pulpit and saying, anybody got a testimony? Look at the testimonies that you've got here, Dave.
Yeah, it could go on and on and on and on and on. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've seen so many pastors. They're waiting for that one or two people to testify. You can't shut these guys up. It's amazing.
No, because it's real, Jack. It's real. It is for sure. Mike, can you get in there now?
Yeah, Coach, I hit the hang up button, but I just want to thank God for divine appointments, because I've known you longer than I've been with you, and I can remember driving from Ohio to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That something pricked in my heart to get up and go, and I just want to thank you for your friendship and for Michelle and the way you reach out to me and my wife, and I knew I wouldn't be able to talk long, but I love this huddle.
Mike, we love you too. Mike Blake lived 5 miles from me, and the first boot camp he came to, he drove to Wisconsin, if you can believe that. He drove to Wisconsin to come to a boot camp. I'll never forget it. I thought, what are you doing here? Love you, Mike. Unbelievable. Glenn, come on in.
Yeah, something I thought of, Coach, and correct me if I'm wrong. I believe that Greg Evenson, I think, gave up some of his speaking time at the Whitestone Conference.
He did,
and I think that was a catapult in many respects, because I think, then Hagman had you on his show there after that.
Right.
And the rest is history.
Amen. Amen. Hey, folks, that's important. Give people a leg up. See, there's too much competition in the body of Christ. I believe pastors don't get together because they're worried about losing their flock. There are pride issues. There's comparison issues. And you get pastors together. I was a football coach. It's the same thing with football coaches. It's competitive by nature. Christianity is not supposed to be competitive by nature. I've gone to a few pastors' conferences or whatever, those little get the pastors get-togethers, and you always hear the conversations begin. Hey, how many are you running now, Bill? Oh, we're running now. We got about 75, and oh yeah, that's good. How you doing? Well, we're up to about 150, and all of a sudden you get a level. I'm good, and you're not quite as good. And maybe someday there's a hierarchical system. And it's not of God, and it's not good. And the scripture says,
amen, Coach.
That every one of us is going to bloom where we're planted. And every one of us are going to give an account for what? For that one gift that he's given you. If he only gave you one gift, what a sad time that it will be that you're going to stand before the Lord and you're going to say, he's going to say, what did you do with that gift I gave you? And he said, well, I didn't have it. I don't know. I didn't know I had one, or I didn't know where to plug it in. I didn't know what I was supposed to do with it. And if there's anything that I hope we can accomplish here is help you to identify what your gift is, expand your gift, expand your territory, and let you become more active for Christ. So when you get in that huddle when we win, you know, the huddle at the end of the game and everybody jumping up and down, you're going to feel like you had some skin in the game. You made a play. You did something. You made a difference. That in my heart, that's what to touch the heart of men, to get them actively engaged, to walk out their faith. That's what I'm all about. I got time for two more real quickly. Let's go with Steve Jack. Jump in here, Steve.
Yeah, Coach. I found you from, I think it was Lisa Haven or Lynn Liaz. They were promoting and mentioning you. And I said, I got to watch this guy. And when I first saw you on YouTube, and I guess it was 2015, I said, oh, man, I can't take him. He's too loud and yelling and screaming. But when I met you in person in 2018, was my very first conference in Long Island. Something just clicked in me, and I was like, I get it. And that was a turning point in my life. I got baptized by you. And the fellowship with the people, I met most of quite a few of these people in this chat here, and it's iron sharpened iron, you know.
Amen.
The boldness of a word, you know, I've been preaching to the guys at work, trying to light them up or just awaken them what's coming. And for that, I lost my job, but
I'm amen. Got promoted. You got promoted to liberty.
Exactly. You know, and I'm glad to be doing the work for the Lord, and life it's a great time to be alive.
But the devil,
you said you don't want to hear, but your friendship as well as the body, you know,
yes,
like minded people. It's awesome,
amen, brother.
You know, people across the country, Alan, Randy, Dale, everybody. Everybody. It's been great, and it's awesome.
Amen. Amen. People say, Coach, how you doing? I say, listen, baby, I'm either up or I'm getting up. I'm either up or I'm getting up. That's where I am. Hey, God bless all of you. We got to run. Thank you for the testimonies. I know there are more. Hey, let's do something great for the cause of Christ. I don't miss tomorrow. I got some stuff I wanted to share with you today, but I didn't have the chance to work it in. I'm going to share with you some stuff tomorrow you ain't going to believe, and we're going to do something about it. God bless y'all. We'll see you tomorrow.